In the headlines, some sanitation service authority workers are off the job yet again. But crop over cleanup still on track, so says the SSA chairman. Over 3,000 geometry sets donated to all incoming secondary school students from a private sector entity. 24 people honored with the Pride of Barbados Award and their service to the parish of St. Philip. And Antiguan Prime Minister Gaston Brown says youth violence now existing as a big threat to erode the Caribbean. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Some sanitation service authority workers remain off the job, with the National Union of Public Workers warning that frustration over what's being described as incident pay has reached a breaking point. Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren, confirmed that workers' dissatisfaction with the current wage structure was discussed during a high-level meeting with SSA's Chairman Ramon Allen and management team yesterday. Mr. Warren told Starcom Network News there was agreement in principle to review the possibility of increased incentive pay for the July to September quarter, but serious concerns remain unresolved.
The chairman was not averse to it. He said it can be looked at for the next quarter, but along with relevant data. And we are confident that with additional trucks and take data will support an additional amount. And therefore, we are supposed to meet before the end of September to review that rate that we are asking for, the increase in the base rate. However, the workers' immediate thing has always been there in decent pay. They are seeing that they live shorter life. Some 56 persons also will be passed to our trades would have died. They have feces and things that spat in their face. Their skin has been infected with all of these contaminants, and along with their lives and their race, the stench and what they face. They're saying $500 per week cannot be really an encouraging raise to do all of these things. We agree that the time has come again to make a serious resubmission for a decent wage.
Mr. Warren noted that while some workers had gathered in protest, several since have returned to duty as the union continues to negotiate. Meantime, General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, says the workers are growing increasingly frustrated over what they see as unfair and poorly managed performance-based bonus system.
Even though they impose targets, they said they have no way of monitoring those targets, and they give people a lot of bogus information. Now, your target should be cleaning the street. If all of the garbage is taken out, you'll not meet your target. They're relying on the cans. They take the cans. There's some chip, some FRED chip that gives the truck some data. Most of them are not working. So we've had a situation where their truck was filled according to the computer system they have with only three cans. And because things like that, men are not getting what they, even under the system that they invent after the fact, men are not getting paid properly. And they're angry. I would be angry too. And then you see people coming with this condescending attitude. Oh, they're good and they work hard and stuff. Oh, you must treat them well.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Well, Chairman of the SSA, Ramon Allen, has confirmed that 20-plus crews are out on the road servicing Barbados, and he has assured that on the eve of crop over and the climax, Barbados will not be compromised in any way where health is concerned.
Country can't be held ransom to unsanctioned industrial action relating to incentive awards that was granted to employees without they're even making a request. This was an initiative put forward by the Authority for the Well-being and Safeguarding of the Employees. It follows expansion of hazard allowance. It follows increase in washing allowance. It follows the implementation of a health insurance plan. It follows the implementation of the rollout carts, all designed to ensure that the employees of the authority were taken care of, because we recognize the effort that they make and performing a very important function.
Chairman of the SSA, Ramon Allen. Well, as Barbados's construction boom enters its second year, a significant shortage of skilled labor persists, and one company is taking action to help address the issue. This morning, Jada Group announced the donation of over 3,000 geometry kits to every student entering secondary school this September, a commitment the company says will continue annually. Chief Executive Officer Philip Tempro shared the news with Starcom Network following the presentation at the Ministry of Educational Transformation's head office on Constitution Road. He also revealed a new strategic partnership with the Barbados Vocational Training Board.
Look, we have lots of solid local expertise but it may not be sufficient to do everything that's needed. Certainly not any areas of carpentry, mason, skilled drivers, operators. That whole industry needs more attention, and we just agreed with the skills training to actually put on a program with them to try and help build out some of these areas. And I think we just took on 9 new people from skills training, which was as many as we could get.
Chief Executive Officer of the JADA Group, Philip Tempro, in the lunchtime edition. Twenty-four individuals have been honored with the Pride of Barbados Awards in recognition of their contributions to the parish of St. Philip. 22 of the awardees are from St. John, while 2 reside in the diaspora. The recipients are Sylvester Aline, Glenville Blades, Shelley Blades, Jacqueline Conliffe, Hashim Estrick, David Ford, Winfield Ford, Earl Glasgow, Clandice Gooding, Neval Greenwich, George Griffith, Marion Hart, Selwyn Holder, Audrey Innes, Algernon Jones, Esther Larrier, Anthony Lynch, Michael Mason, Maria Mears, Verona Seal, Andrea Stout, Ezra Stewart, Patrick Waith, and Nigel Weeks. Speaking on the sidelines, awardee George Griffith encouraged young people to give it their best, noting the positive impact it can have on society.
Over 62 years that I was involved in community leadership, I never thought that there was any awards coming, because I believe that you should give and not count your costs. You should live and seek no reward. And that has been the story of my life. And I would say to young people, continue to do the best you can, because you never know the impact you're making on people. And sometimes it is not always immediate. You don't always see it, because this society really needs people who are going to make that extra effort to make the community, parish, and by extension the country a better place.
George Griffith. Well, Caribbean citizens are being reminded that preserving culture and heritage is essential to the region's development. Head of the Department of Culture in St. Martin, Clara Rees, described Carifesta as the most powerful platform in the Caribbean to show what the world has, its spirit, and remains unbroken.
Who we are is expressed through the culture of the legacy bequeathed to us to our ancestors. So basically, the full scope of our humanity comes from our lived experience, and our lived experience is a storytelling of who we are. So art is the voice of the heritage and the legacies. So it's a very important element, and Lisandra Suriel and Charisse Piper have been very instrumental in documenting for the last pretty much 7 years all of our national days and events for our observances of Emancipation Day.
That's head of the Department of Culture in St. Martin, Clara Rees. And finally, Antiguan Prime Minister Gaston Brung has warned that youth violence is now a threat facing the Caribbean region after the body of a teenager found with stab wounds in a gutter had been identified as a young and good cricketer. The authorities said that the body of Von de Bowers was discovered in the Grays Farm, and that the fourth form student of Otto's Comprehensive School had returned to the island last week after representing the Antigua and Barbuda under-19 cricket team on the tour to the UK. He says that this violence in the Caribbean is not alone for Antigua, but extends to the entire Caribbean, making it youth and violence go hand in hand and under severe threat. Our top stories. Some Sanitation Service Authority workers are off the job yet again, but the Cropover cleanup still on track, says the SSA Chairman Ramon Aline. Over 3,000 geometry sets donated to all incoming secondary school students from the JADA Group, and 24 honored with the Pride of Barbados Award for their service to the parish of St. Philip. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.